Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am going to talk to you today about putting. I'm going to stay on the topic of putting since I see so many different forums and groups, Facebook groups, different polls that are asking golfers, you know, what do you rate the most? What do you value the most? If you could have anything in your game, what would it be, et cetera, et cetera. And everyone says putting. I need to be a better putter. If I could just put better, then I would change my game. I'd shoot lower scores. I'd take my game to the next level, so on and so forth. So even though I disagree, and I've had debates in these groups about that, I still have to acknowledge as a golf coach, as a PGA teaching professional, that putting is important, which it is to some degree. You know, I don't believe it's as important as a lot of the other parts of the game. If you look at putting overall, it makes up about 30% of your game, of your round, of your scores. So that means there's 70% left. And where does that lie? And what sort of shots are amongst that percentage? And you look at that and it's more long game, off the tee, approach play. So it's within the longer game. So I feel the biggest gains can be made in improving that part of your game. The best players in the world are having fewer putts, generally because they put the ball closer to the hole than you do and they hit the ball further down the fairway than you do. So even though that's the case, you know, that's by the by, we still need to be able to putt. We still need to get the ball in the hole. Like, you look at Tiger Woods back when years ago when he went through that 10 years of just dominating, just pure domination. You know, you looked at him putting and it was like he was never going to miss a putt. Never. 5 feet, 10 feet, 15 feet. He just looked like he was always going to hole it. And a lot of the time, because that's all they show you on the TV, you were led to believe that that's all he did was hole them putts. Now, what he did do very well, even seeing on TV and looking at the stats, is he holed 4 footers, 5 footers, 6 footers for fun. Like, he'd hit the ball past the hole, and he would never miss that putt coming back, never. So, I do think there's an opportunity to hole more 4 foot and 5 foot putts. I think that's key, because average golfers, they're hitting putts and they've got 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet and more, 50, 60 feet. And it's very difficult to get the ball from that distance inside 3 feet, although that should really be the goal. You know, the golfers should try to get the ball inside 3 feet, and it's very difficult to do. So that means that the average golfers face a lot of 4 foot, 5 foot and 6 foot putts. So it's critical that you have a bit more awareness and you're a little bit more skilled than what you are now to hole them putts. And so that's why I'm going to share a couple of things today to help you with that. Now, one thing that the best players in the world do with putting is they read the greens very well. And I think even I struggle with this, and I'm a pro, but I obviously working with a lot of amateur golfers and the average golfer, sort of the 80 shooter and the high 70, mid 70 shooter, I just hear it in real time, you know, people struggling with reading greens. And that's most of the time, people don't know this, but that I've experienced, that the pros, the best players in the planet, a lot of them read the greens with their feet. You know, the goal is to give your brain as much information as possible so that you can sort of react better to the shots and the demands of the environment, and obviously the putt, because we're talking about putting. So tour pros give their brains so much more information than the amateur and the average golfer, because most average golfers just get down on their knees or bend over a little bit and use their eyes and they just look with their eyes. And whilst that is good and it is helpful, sometimes your eyes can lie to you in a way. Sometimes you can see things that aren't actually what they seem they are. There's actually parts of the country, I remember reading in a book, I'll have to try and find this and dig it out because I've used this example so many times now. There's places in America where you could leave a car parked in neutral and it would roll, obviously because it's a downhill slope, but you would look and it looks like it's an uphill slope and it looks like the vehicle is rolling uphill, and it's crazy. And that just goes to show you that your eyes can sometimes lie to you. Your perception is a little distorted at times. So that's why a lot of golfers hit a putt and they read it completely wrong, like it breaks right instead of left like they thought. So that's because you're just using your eyes. And what you'll see good golfers, really good putters doing, best players in the world doing, is they walk around the hole and they're not just looking with their eyes, but they're feeling with their feet. So your body has a lot and the majority of its proprioceptors in your feet. So like the things that really help you understand where your body is in time and space. Like if you were to slip on ice, and you immediately put your hand out and arm out, and that's the proprioceptive nerves that are doing that for you. So they get a lot of information. You feel a lot through your feet. And because of that, the tall pros, they walk around the hole and they pay attention to what it feels like. So they understand very quickly if one side's higher than the other and where it's steeper, where it's flatter. If there's double breaking putts, if there's multiple breaks within the putt, what segments they break it down into. They're doing that not just with their eyes, they're doing that predominantly with their feet. The feet are relaying in for the feet. What information has been gathered by the feet is being stuffed into the brain. And so the body, the brain is then allowing the body to figure out where to aim and how to move and how to swing and how to execute a better shot. Because as human beings, we're an incredible, unique thing. So we need to allow ourselves to act more and execute things more naturally using our God-given talents. So that being said, paying attention to what information is coming through your feet, what you're feeling, and then choosing a line and executing the putt, you're going to find you're going to putt a hell of a lot better than you would just by using your eyes. So that's all from me today. I just want to share with you how the best players in the world read greens, and it's predominantly through their feet. And if you could do that, then those 4-foot putts, you finally know which way it's going to break, and you'll roll a lot more of them putts in. And also those long putts, 20, 30, 40, 50 foot putts, you're going to put them closer to 3 feet, which should be the main goal. Not trying to hole them all, but to reduce the 3 putts and to put that first putt within 3 feet. If you do that, then you've got a 99, 98% chance of holding that next putt. So we'll keep talking about putting, because there's lots more ways that you can hole more 4-footers, 5-footers and 6-footers and just overall putt better. So we'll talk about putting a lot on this podcast. But that is all for me today. Have a good day. I'll see you in the next episode.